you know, I would try to save money on employees, and that's the dumbest thing you can do. Hire the absolute best people you can find, and get out of their way. Give them direction, train them, look for passion and work ethic before technical skills every time.
Hello and welcome to Pillars of Wealth Creation, where we talk about creating financial success with a special focus on business and real estate. I'm your host, Todd Dexheimer. Now, let's get to it.
Are you ready to start investing in real estate today but don't know where to start? Sometimes investing can seem way too complicated, but it actually couldn't be any easier than with homeinvest.com. You know the co-founder and my friend, Nate Armstrong. He appeared on episode 20, and if you haven't heard it, go back and listen to it, episode number 20. Home Invest is a company that allows you to invest in turnkey real estate. Their goal is to build powerful investment tools and make real estate investing accessible to everyone. They have contractors and property managers available for you with the click of your mouse. While other real estate agents can only offer a property, Home Invest brings you a full turnkey package that allows you to diversify your investments, earn passive income, and start building equity in properties. Their simple, intuitive design allows newcomers and experienced investors alike to hit the ground running and to be able to choose the properties when they want and where they want. View easy-to-understand charts and data to allow you to buy in only a few clicks or just a simple phone call. With Home Invest, you'll be building your portfolio as quickly or as slowly as you would like. And right now, Home Invest is giving our listeners, Pillar of Wealth Creation listeners, a free course on how to finally win in real estate investing. So go to homeinvest.com/pillars. That's homeinvest.com/pillars to claim your free course today. All right, welcome back. I'm Todd Dexheimer, and with me today is Rod Kleef. Rod, how are you doing today?
Awesome, buddy. This is going to be a lot of fun. Thanks for having me on the show.
I'm looking forward to it. Many of the listeners probably already know who you are with your podcast, Lifetime Cash Flow, and listen to you. You've got books out there. You're doing a lot of good stuff, so I appreciate that first and foremost.
Thank you.
So Rod is a multiple business owner, philanthropist, who's also passionate about real estate, business, giving back, and as one of the country's top business, real estate, and peak performance luminaries, Rod has owned over 2,000 homes and apartment buildings, has built over 22 businesses in your 40-year career, and several worth tens of millions of dollars. So with that, I'll let you kind of give our listeners the rest of your story, and we'll kind of dive in from there.
Yeah, I got tired just hearing you say that. Yeah, so let me go back because it's relative. I immigrated to this country when I was 6 years old with my brother Albert, my mother's Vanchit. We ended up in Denver, Colorado, where I lived for the next 30 years. Now, when we got here, we didn't have very much money. You know, I remember all the clothes we had were from the Goodwill. You know, we ate expired food and drank powdered milk because that's all we could afford. And, you know, I know lots of people had it worse than we did, but I knew I wanted more. And so when I was 14, my mom babysat kids so we'd have enough money to eat. And when I was 14, my mom, with her babysitting money, bought the house across the street from us for around $30,000. And then a couple years later, I was 17, 3 years later, I was 17, and she told me she'd made $20,000 in her sleep on this house by doing nothing other than owning it. And I'm like, I'm getting into real estate. And so, you know, like you said, fast forward to today, I've owned over 2,000 houses and apartments. But I'll tell you, I got into real estate when I turned 18. And my first year in real estate, I got a brokerage license. I was a broker, which was actually, you could do it with education back then. You can't do that anymore. You have to have experience. But I was a broker almost immediately when I turned 18. Didn't make any money my first year, maybe $8,000. My second year, I maybe made $10,000. But my third year, I made well over $100,000. So what happened between year two and year three? Well, what happened was I met a guy that taught me about mindset and the psychology of success, and that really 80 to 90% of your success in anything is your mindset and your ability to take action, your ability to get back up when you inevitably be, you know, get your butt kicked and get your nose bloodied. It's all mindset. And so, you know, that's the reason that I excelled that, you know, 10x'd my income that third year. And so, you know, one of the things I realized, and I didn't really realize what I was doing at the time, but I kind of visualized and manifested the things that I wanted in my life. I remember when I was a real estate broker, I bought a Ford Granada. This was the ugliest thing you'd ever seen. It was a silver four-door car that I bought because I thought real estate brokers had to have a four-door car, and so I was going to be a real estate broker. And it was ugly. But I had a broker that I worked with that had a Corvette, and he let me drive it. And that was a key piece, this experiential piece of experiencing something you want. And so I got a picture out of a magazine. They couldn't even spell internet at this point. And I got a picture out of a magazine, and I put it on the visor of my four-door Granada. And within, you know, a couple of years, I had that Corvette. It might even been less than that. And then I'm going to give you some examples here, and I want to tell your listeners that this is not me bragging. All I can do is share my story. In fact, the things I'm going to mention here don't even interest me anymore. But I'll give you some more car examples. So back then, there was a TV show called Magnum PI, and Tom Selleck was the actor, and he drove this beautiful red Ferrari 308, gorgeous car. And I knew I wanted that car. And so I got a picture of that actual car and put it on the visor of my Corvette. A couple years later, I got a Maserati that looked just like that Ferrari. And then the last car story is I always wanted a Lamborghini. And, you know, I'm the guy that had posters of Lamborghinis in his room and, you know, with the bikinis and all. Yeah, I'm that guy. And what's interesting is my son, when he was 8 or 9, I made the mistake of telling him I was thinking of getting one. And of course, then he was relentless, and he had models of exotic cars, and he actually had a model of the exact color and style that I ended up getting, a Lamborghini, which I ultimately wrecked, but we won't. but the point here, guys, those of you listening, okay, you have to have goals. You have to know what those goals are and why you want them. And then I highly recommend you get pictures. In fact, just to add something to that, I've had this planner. Those of you listening on iTunes can't see this, but those of you maybe on YouTube, I've had this paper planner. I use this. I'm a dinosaur. I use Outlook too, but I love writing. And in the back of this planner, I've got pictures that have now been in here for 20 years. They're dog-eared. They're in plastic. The first few pictures are my gratitude pictures because everything starts from a place of gratitude. Then I've got, you know, the houses that I've wanted that I got. Okay. You can't see. Hang on. The houses. Then, you know, the watches, things that, like I said, don't even matter to me anymore. I've got a couple $100,000 worth of watches. The Lamborghini before I ever got it. You know, Rolls Royce. All this stuff that I got because I had pictures. So don't underestimate the power of visualizing what it is you want. But if you'll let me digress for a minute, let me share a goal setting strategy, Todd, if you'd like. I mean,
yeah, absolutely.
I can add value. Okay. So this is something I teach my coaching clients, and I talk about it in my book as well. By the way, I've got a free book. If you guys are interested in multifamily investing, it's 200 pages. I'll give it to your listeners for free, Todd.
Awesome.
Happy to do that. Just text my name, Rod, to 41411. It's not fluffy. It's like a textbook for this real estate business, and I know you'll get a ton of value from it. And it even comes with a companion course that kind of goes along with the book online. So you really get a lot of value. I'm all about giving value. So, but back to the goal setting. And the reason I mentioned it is I do have a section in here about that as well. But I take my students through this process. And if you're listening and you haven't done your goals within the last 6 months, I highly recommend you do what I'm about to share with you. It's only going to take me a few minutes. But It's very, very powerful exercise. What you do is you pick a time when you have a ton of energy and you just carve out an hour for this without distraction. And you sit, so you don't do it after a meal. You do it. Your energy is critical for this. So you sit down and you write down everything you could ever want in life. Okay. You write down the big things. You write down the little things, the car, the stuff, the cars, the boats, the planes, the jet skis, the motorcycles, the, you know, all the stuff, the watches, whatever it is that juices you. And take the lid off your brain. Okay. There's something in your brain called the reticular activating system. And it's that filter that filters out all the thousands of things that are coming at you all the time and directs you where it thinks you need to focus. For example, when you first buy a car, you never really notice them. And then when you buy it, you see them everywhere. And they were there before. Okay. It's just that's your reticular activating system. And it works. Okay. So just the physical act of writing it down starts the process. Now, so write down all the stuff. Then write down, of course, your financial goals. What, you know, how much money do you want a month in net cash flow? How much money do you want in the bank? All of those things with clarity. Clarity is power. They need to be measurable. You can't say, I'm going to lose some weight. It needs to be, I'm going to lose 10 pounds by January 1st and feel freaking great about it. Okay. Yeah. That's how you do it. All right. So clarity is power. Now, then once you've written down all the stuff, write down everything you want to learn. Okay, me, I want to learn how to fly a helicopter. I've got a helicopter lesson somebody just gave me. I want to learn how to play the drums. Okay, I've got the drum set. I just need to get my butt up there and practice. So what do you want to learn? Write it down. Then write down who you want to help. Okay. Oh, by the way, I digress for a second, but if you look over my shoulder, if you're watching this on YouTube, you can see my vision boards on the floor back there. And yep. I'll talk about what I do every morning at the end of this that might add value to your listeners as well. But back to the goal setting. So you wrote down all the stuff. You wrote down what you want to learn. Then write down who you want to help, okay? Yep. Because, you know, I'll tell you what I do here in a minute, but life is incomplete if you're not giving back, okay? And so maybe it's your family, maybe it's your friends, maybe it's your community, but write that down. So it's everything you want to do, be, or have. It's not just the stuff, okay? This is different. Now, once you can't, and those of you that are analytical, don't analyze. You can scratch it out later. Just keep writing until you can't think of another thing. Now, once you can't think of another thing, then you put a time limit on each goal because it's not a goal until it's measurable. So put how many years it's going to take you to achieve it, a 1, a 3, a 5, a 10, or a 20. Remembering that as human beings, we will overestimate what we can do in a year and massively underestimate what we can do in a decade. Okay. So again, don't underestimate what you can do. When you're writing those goals down, by the way, take your lid off your brain. I mean, if you want a yacht, a jet, a private island, write it down, okay? Because I will tell you, nothing is outside the realm of possibility. Nothing, okay? So make sure you push yourself. Let's say, so you put a time limit on each goal. Then what I want you to do, and most people stop there. In fact, most people don't even go that far. But I want you to pick your number one goal. Now, if there's several that are equally exciting, pick one of them and put it off on another sheet of paper. Then I want you to pick your top 3 1-year goals and put those on another sheet of paper. So you've pulled out 4 goals, okay? Then you must sit down and write down why those goals are an absolute must, okay? Because the goal itself isn't the fuel. What's the fuel is the why, is your reason why you want those goals. So use powerful language, like, so I can show my wife or husband what success looks like. So we can do whatever we want, whenever we want, wherever we want, with whoever we want, whatever it is for you. So I can take care of this person or whatever it is, write that goal down so I can show my children what success looks like, whatever's going to juice you. But once, and you should do a paragraph for each goal and use emotionally charged words. Words are very powerful and they will move you. Then put some pain in there that if you don't achieve the goals, because as human beings, we will do more to avoid pain than gain pleasure, and use the pain to juice you, to push you as the fuel so that I don't feel like a failure. So I don't fail in life. So I don't live a life of regret. So I don't fail my spouse. Put that in there, because I'm telling you, that will push you. Okay. And then the last thing, like I said, is get pictures. Go on Google and search pictures. And you may not find pictures that are exactly what your goal is, but find pictures that resonate with you. That when you look them, you look at them, you're like, man, that moves me. And then get them and put them around you. You can see on the wall behind me, there's a picture of the back of a yacht. You can see it over my head there. Yeah. That's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. I want a yacht in the Amalfi Coast. That's a dream of mine. It's a big one, but you know what? That's okay. You know. Yeah, the key, by the way, here, guys, is it's really not about the goal. It really isn't. It's about who you become in your pursuit of that goal. It's how you grow and evolve. And I will tell you, I'll give you an example of this in a second, but the goal itself, after you get the goal, within a month or two, the warm fuzzy goes away. And happiness, we all want happiness. Happiness comes from progress. So, keep that in mind. You have to celebrate your progress as you are on your path to your goals, because that's happiness. But let me give you another example, because it relates to goal setting. So I lived in Denver, and I wanted to live on the beach, and there are no beaches in Denver. And so, I had pictures of palm trees, and I just knew I was going to live on the beach. And ultimately, I built this 10,000 square foot, $8 million mansion on the beach. I had the beach. It was on an island, a narrow key they called, because they connected by a bridge, but it's really an island with a bridge. And I had a slice through that island. So I owned the beach on one side. I had my boat lifts on the backside. It was called Gulf to Bay. And it was an $8 million home. It's testament to my ego, because I was trying to prove to the world I was good enough. And you know, we all, many of us, have these limiting beliefs or these limiting questions that we ask ourselves that drive us. But anyway, I won't digress down that path right now. But the bottom line is, I built this house, magnificent home. I mean, waterfall from the second floor into the pool. You had to walk through the waterfall to get in the pool. I mean, $150,000 fish tank that curved around the staircase. I could go on and on. It had 2,500 square feet of balconies. Just a spectacular, spectacular home. Anyway, so I'm floating in the pool one night, about a month and a half after we moved in. And this pool, it's beautiful. I'm looking up at there's lights all on the trees, and I'm looking up at the house, and the pool is changing colors. It has fiber optic lighting and changing colors. And I got depressed. And I'm like, what the heck's going on here? I've achieved this dream that I worked on for 20 years, and I'm depressed.
Yeah.
And when I looked back on it, I realized there were two things going on. One was, and this relates to the goals, one was you should never leave the sight of a goal without, I'm sorry, let me rephrase. You should never achieve a big goal without having other goals lined up behind it.
Sure.
And so I didn't have a vision for the future. And like the good book says, without a vision, the people perish. You need a vision. You need goals. Bottom line. And I didn't have a big one. They're like, I attained this massive goal. It's like, what now?
And life is supposed to be perfect.
Right. So that was one of the things. But the second thing, the even more important thing, was I had been focused on me. It was me, 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 me. It was like, show the world you're good enough through the cars, through the house, through this, trying to prove that I can be a success.
Yeah.
And it was all focused on Rod. And, in my podcast, I've interviewed billionaires. I've interviewed mega millionaires. And I know a lot of these people. And there are some of them that have huge success by society standards, but they're unhappy because they're unfulfilled, because it's all about them.
Yeah.
Okay. So that year I went to a Tony Robbins event, and I'm happy to do a shout out for him, because he's added so much value to my life. But I discovered that he fed families for the holidays. And so my brother and I that year decided to feed five families, and it was for Thanksgiving. And we brought the turkey and we brought all the food. And the third family changed my life. And we went up to this house, and it was one of these shotgun houses where you walk into the living room, You walk through the bedroom to get to the kitchen, which has the bath off of it. Okay. So it was one bedroom, like shotgun house, I call it, row house. There was a lady there with five kids, and her husband had left recently, living in that house. So she came out, she saw the food and started crying. Then her kids came out, several of them started crying. Then I started crying, and I was hooked. And I will tell you, in the last 18 years, I'm blessed to say we've fed 60,000 children for the holidays. My foundation, it's the Tiny Hands Foundation.
Oh, congratulations.
And thank you. And I paid for it all up until 2008. Because there's a punchline I'm going to talk to you about here in a second, but I paid for it all, and then we started taking donations, and it's just been a blessing. But so 60,000 kids, we've done tens of thousands of backpacks filled with school supplies. In fact, we're doing that in August here in Sarasota, 1,500 backpacks. We've done thousands of teddy bears to the local police departments for officers to keep in their cars when they encounter a child that's been traumatized. In fact, it was kind of cool. It was on the news a couple months ago here in Sarasota. They found this child walking around. They didn't know where his parents were. And they found the parents within a couple hours. But they had a picture of the child. He was holding one of our bears. So it really validated what we were doing. That's the first time I've seen that. So I like sharing that. But the point in the story here, guys, is I know if you're listening to Todd, you want success. You want financial success, whatever your definition of that is. And I'm here to tell you that success without fulfillment is empty. It's not real success. Right. You need to be given back. You don't have to do anything as grandiose as I just described. I don't care if you buy the person behind you a cup of coffee at Starbucks, pay for somebody's toll, help an old person, help a child, whatever it is, incorporate that into your life now. Yeah. Otherwise, your life's not worth living. I'm just here to share it with you, buddy. It adds a richness that you can't get from anything else. And so
and I would say, you know, don't wait until you have success doing it. So many people think, oh, I'll get the success and then I'll have the money and I'll have the time and then I'll give back.
Or they'll think, you know, I'll be happy when I have the success. Mm-hmm. And I'm here to tell you, instead of achieving to be happy, happily achieve. You'll get much further faster.
Yeah. Money compounds the whatever the... You know, whether it's issues or, you know, depression or if it's happiness, it just compounds it. It's just a tool that, you know, so if you're in a good state of mind, if you're giving, if you're doing all that and you get money, you're only going to do it more.
That's right. No, anything you give, you get back tenfold. You give love, you get love back. You give happiness, you get happy. You give a smile, you get it back. You give money, you get it back. I'm just telling you, times 10. It's just a universal law. But let me share another story real quick, if I may. In 2006, my net worth went up $17 million while I slept. A little bit more than my mom's 20 grand, 17 million. If you want to do the math on that, it's $8,300 an hour. Of course I did. And of course my head got so big. I thought I was a real estate god and I could do no wrong. And you know what happens? You know what happens when you get a big head and God or the universe or whatever you believe gives you a smackdown. And that smackdown for me was 2008. I lost it all. I had a $50 million seminar, I call them. I don't call them failures because they're always learning experiences, but I lost $50 million. And I will tell you, the only way I was able to recover from that, because I thought I was set for life. I mean, I really did. And the only way to recover from that is to do what I just described, is to know what it is you want, to know why you want it, focus on the why, get pictures of what you want, and then rebuild. And I rebuilt, and I'm back. I mean, I live in this beautiful compound. I'm talking to you from right now. I have seven buildings. I'm on the water. And because God's got a sense of humor, I can see my old house across the bay that I lost. but this is nicer here anyway. So again, those of you listening that maybe haven't taken action yet, maybe you're caught in analysis paralysis, you know, you want more, you know, you and your family deserve more. I'm going to say, figure out what it is you want and why you want it and push through the fear, push through the limiting beliefs. Just realize that massive action mitigates fear. And if you're comfortable, I have a sign on my wall here right now that says comfort kills. I'm looking at it. I've also got, you know, grind now, play later. But comfort does kill, because if you're not growing, you're dying. So the magnificent life you want, my friend, is on the other side of comfort. So push through it, and you'll have that life. That's what it takes.
So Rod, what were the mistakes that you made that allowed you to lose that kind of money? Because yeah, we all know the economy tanked and blah,
sure.
blah, blah, but that's
no,
not,
I,
that's
I'll, not I'll drill down. I'll, yeah, no, I'll drill down for you. I was focused on the value of my real estate instead of the cash flow. And so I had 800 houses and multiple apartment complexes, but they were 2 hours north of me and 2 hours south of me and everywhere in between. Sure. So logistically, and my properties were along the coast, and here in Florida, there's no state income tax. So property taxes are higher, and I was in wind and flood zones in some of my properties, much higher insurance expenses. So, and then to give you an example, and the reason that I started my podcast, and we're blessed, we've hit 3.5 million downloads. I've been number one in the real estate space for over 2 years. It's just so such a blessing. But the reason I started it was because what was astounding to me is I couldn't hold my houses together, but my multifamily was doing just fine through the crash. And the reason I couldn't hold my houses together, let me explain. Let's say you've got a 20-unit apartment complex. All of your HVAC is going to be the same. Your appliances are going to be the same. The plumbing is going to be the same. So if you've got a maintenance issue at that property, you're going to send a maintenance guy. You can stockpile the parts, put them in a closet, and that guy can likely fix that issue there within an hour, okay? Now, if you've got the same issue at a house and it's an hour away, maintenance guy drives to the house and drives back. There's 2 hours of the day. He sees what's wrong, because there's no way to tell when a tenant tells you what's wrong. You've got to go and see it. Yeah. And then he's got to find a Lowe's or Home Depot, go there, get parts, come back, work on it, probably very often has to go back for a second trip for parts. You've what would take an hour, 30 minutes to an hour in an apartment complex takes all day at a house, okay? The way I was logistically set up. Now, if all your houses are within 10 minutes of each other, then that's different. But I was spread out, okay? And I thought 80 million baby boomers getting old and getting cold were going to keep Florida recession-proof. That was my line. That's what I told friends and family. 80 million baby boomers getting old and getting cold. Well, Florida was ground zero for the crash, okay? I was at a 30% loan-to-value in 2007. I only owed 30 cents on every dollar.
Wow.
I went upside down in 2009. I was upside. That's how far it crashed. It went down more than 70% on my portfolio. That coupled with the high turnover, coupled with the repairs, you multiply that day, one day to do a repair times 800 houses. And I was in the low end of the spectrum. I had C-minus properties. Okay. They weren't ghetto, but they were, you know, real C-minus properties. Yeah. So lots of turnover, rougher tenants, you know, maintenance, more maintenance issues, harder on the property. It just didn't work. And then, you know, because my dumbass cross collateralized the apartments with the houses, it was all gone. You know, it just, yeah. So it, listen, it's all good. You know, if it hadn't happened, I wouldn't have met my amazing, beautiful wife. Yeah. You know, I wouldn't be in this compound that I'm in right now, which is like, it's like a park. It's like Zen. Every time I go outside, it's so spectacular. And I wouldn't have started the podcast. I wouldn't have, you know, incredible coaching students. And I do sold out live events, by the way. You know, I've got a live event coming in Chicago, August 24th, 25th, 26th, and yeah. Tickets are stupidly reasonable. So, and it's just me training for 3 days. So, you know, if you want to learn this business, come see me. I don't know when you're going to air this episode, but if it's not August,
it'll be right before that.
Oh, okay. All right. Fantastic. Well, fantastic. Before. Yeah. Just if you're listening, you're interested, just go to multifamilybootcamp.com and it'll be a, you know, I promise you, you'll be glad you came. 3 days of me, no outside speakers trying to sell stuff. It's just, you know, I'm about adding value. But
hey, I want to interrupt this episode real quick to talk to you about Nate Armstrong, our sponsor, Nate Armstrong. He's with homeinvest.com, and you want to get to know Nate. So go to homeinvest.com and just connect with Nate, talk to him. Learn about his operation, what he's got going on. He's a turnkey provider, and it may not be right for you, but it could be the perfect fit. So It doesn't hurt. It's a free call, free consultation, just to figure out, you know, what they do, what they have to offer. And worst case is you're going to meet a great person who's really well educated in real estate. He's done a ton of different real estate strategies and probably is going to teach you a little bit, even on a short conversation with him. So go to homeinvest.com and connect with Nate's company. You're definitely not going to be disappointed. It's worth it. So thanks. And we'll get back to our show.
So I think, you know, out of that whole thing, crazy story, by the way, first of all, don't.
Well, let me say one thing. Yeah. That's why my subtitle on the book is The New Rules of Real Estate Investing, because the new rules are forget value.
Yeah.
Value's out the window. You know, I get coaching students that call me and say, hey, I can buy this property for, you know, $1 million, and it appraised for 2.5 4 years ago. And I'm like, I don't care. What's the NOI? What's the net income? You know, what's your debt service coverage ratio? What are the numbers? Because that's all, what, you know, cash flow numbers, that's all that matters. The new rules is focus on cash flow, not value. And you know, we're heading into a contraction. Anybody that thinks otherwise is misguided. You know, real estate goes through cycles. It goes up and down, and you shouldn't be afraid of it, but you shouldn't also ignore it. And so, you know, you need to go in with both eyes wide open. And those of you listening thinking I'll flip high dollar houses, I would caution you, because when the music stops, it stops very fast, and you don't want to be the one that doesn't find a seat. And so, you know, if you're flipping lower priced houses, you'll probably be fine. The key is, if you're flipping, is to have an alternative exit strategy where you can rent the house and not have short-term debt. Because, you know, if you can't sell it, you better be able to rent it and survive. So have an alternative exit strategy. But yeah.
I flipped about 150 properties, and that was my strategy the entire time, was to make sure I got a cash flowing property. If it fails,
you broke up. I didn't hear what you said. You flipped how many houses?
So I flipped around 150-ish houses, and
wow.
That was the strategy, especially at the start, was
right.
If we're going to buy a property, it's got a cash flow. And when I first started doing it, times were bad. You couldn't get financing. So we had a couple of houses that we had sold, and they sold on FHA. Appraisal came back bad. And when you sell to an FHA, when the appraisal comes in bad, that sticks for 6 months.
Right.
To an FHA buyer. So we just kept those properties. I still have a couple of them to this day,
right.
But they cash flow wonderfully, because that's what my model was. It's all about cash flow. And so I couldn't agree with you more. And that's why I like the, you know, the title of your book and podcast.
Yeah, and
it's
thank
all
you.
About cash flow.
It is. It really is about building a lifetime annuity. And guys, those of you that are flipping or wholesaling or want to do that, it's a great way to make quick cash, but it's a job. Every January 1st, you go back to work.
Yeah.
So use that money to buy a multifamily property.
Yes.
And if you're young and wet behind the ears, and you're ready to buy your first property, don't buy a house. If you haven't got a spouse that's saying she wants a white picket fence, go buy a duplex, a triplex, or a fourplex.
Yeah.
You can get FHA financing and house hack that thing and likely live for free, or just about free, certainly at some point. And start there. I mean, I've interviewed people on my podcast that buy a duplex or triplex a year for 10 years, and they've got a multi-million dollar portfolio. And so, you know, you can absolutely do it one plex at a time. Now I'm an advocate for going larger than that, but you got to build that stress muscle, and it really is a muscle, that courage muscle. And so, you know, you can start small, but don't stay there. You know, please heed my seminar. You know, if I'd have gone straight into multifamily and just stayed in multifamily, we'd be doing this interview from the back of my yacht. So, you know,
So what, give me like three keys, to create and run a business successfully. You've had what, 22 businesses? I think I read.
Sure. Well, the absolute number one is do something you're going to enjoy, because your passion will be infectious. Okay. And the only way you're going to inspire people to come work with you and live your mission is for you to feel like it's a mission. Okay. And the only way you're going to influence potential investors, lenders, things like that is for you to be passionate about it. Okay. So that's number one. And if you don't love it, even if, like, if you're listening to the show and you're thinking real estate, but you're really not sure you're going to like it, by God, you better associate pleasure with it. Okay. And learn to love it, because otherwise don't do it. Do something else, because life is just too short. So you won't be a huge success if you don't love it. So that's number one. Number two is realize that every business is really just a couple of things. Okay. First of all, it's marketing and innovation to be sustainable. Okay. You have to innovate and you have to market. You have got to be good at those two things, but every business is really just people and systems. So you've got to be great at setting up systems. Otherwise it's a job. Okay. Otherwise you're self-employed. Like Kiyosaki says, you know, his definition of a business is something you can walk away from for a year and come back and have it making more money than when you left. And I think that's a little bit, tiny bit naive, because you really do have to keep eyes on it, but you don't have to work it. Okay. Yeah. You know, like I've got a litigation support company right now that I'm the CEO, but I've got a C-level suite that manages it. So, you know, I spend very little time on it at all because the systems are so tight. And so, you know, what I'm going to say to you,
you'd be naive to just
leave. Just ignore it. Ignore it completely. And I will tell you, I've gotten seminars when I've done that. Yes. Okay. And so
people realize when you're ignoring it.
Sure.
And they start to take advantage of it.
You have to trust, but verify. Yeah. The key is verify. You got to do the verification process. They have to know every so often, you know, they get a call or an email and say, what about this? And they, he is watching this. You know, you've got to do that. So again, systems and people. And so the point here is you can't always just work in the business. You need to be stepping back and working on the business. Yeah. There's a great book about systemization by Michael Gerber called E-Myth. Yes. Everyone should read that book about turning your business into a McDonald's, basically. And so, you know, and that simplifies what I'm describing here into a way most people will understand. Third thing is realize that, and I learned, it took me decades to learn this. You know, I would try to save money on employees, and that's the dumbest thing you can do. Hire the absolute best people you can find, and get out of their way. Give them direction, train them, look for passion and work ethic before technical skills every time. Don't focus on somebody that knows how to do what it is you need to do. Focus on the person that's passionate and excited and got the work ethic. You can teach the technical skills. Like I said, 80 to 90% of your success in anything is your psychology and your mindset. And that goes for your employees as well. Okay. So that's my third piece. And those are high level, but hopefully that added some value.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't want to hire Eeyore in your business, even though he's maybe good at computers. He's going to make you miserable.
Yeah. Well, and you're never going to grow. You're never going to be, the business will never, you know, accelerate in a way that is possible if you have, you know, people that are passionate about the business. I mean, you see these young tech companies and they're all, you know, in their beanbag chairs with their laptops, but the excitement and the energy and the, you know, that type of environment breeds the incredible innovations that we're seeing, the tech advances that we're seeing is because of that passion.
Yes.
And love of what they're doing.
Awesome. So Rod, what are some of your goals kind of moving forward? What are what's the big picture?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I started my podcast and I said, I'll never sell you anything because I really was just doing it to add value. And here I am, I've got courses and coaching and stuff like that, but I just didn't realize how much I'd love it. I started taking free phone calls from my listeners, 30-minute calls. I did almost 1,000 of them. I got so much pleasure out of them that's when I said, you know what, I'm gonna create some courses. And I reluctantly did it, actually. In fact, people were begging me to do something, and I finally did it. Now I love it. I've got, you know, a coaching program, and I get so much pleasure out. I mean, I can show you on the wall here behind me. You can see my board and those are thank you notes. And there's probably 300 there. They're like four deep. I had to buy another board below it because I didn't have room. And I guess, you know, that's so rewarding when you get a, when you get a note from somebody that says, hey, I bought my first property because of you, and you know, or my third property or my fourth property. And, yeah. You know, people have become millionaires because of, you know, what, you know, the sorts of things you're doing as well, Todd. I mean, it's so rewarding. And so, you know, it ties into giving back. Even if it's monetized, it still ties into giving back. So, you know, anything you can do to add value to people, even if you make money, is okay, because that's really what life's about.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, it's fun. You know, I've been doing my podcast for a fairly short, especially compared to you, short time, and it's fun to see these emails come in and people on, you know, your Facebook page or whatever say, you know, thanks, it's made a huge difference and stuff like that. It's a blast to see.
Right.
What's your favorite book?
My yard guys just got here, so hopefully they won't drown us out. If they do, then I'll speak loud. They're blowing the yard out. Favorite books? I gift a lot of books to my coaching students, so I love The Slight Edge, about making slight improvements. You know, Gary Keller's One Thing.
Yeah.
I love Jack Canfield's Success Principles. Hal Elrod, The Miracle Morning, for getting up early and starting your day right. You know, of course, Think and Grow Rich. You know, that's a classic that I don't care if you've read it. I would ask you, how many times have you read it? Something you should read every year. How to Win Friends and Influence People. You know, how people really just want to hear themselves talk.
Yeah.
And if you allow them to talk, then they think you're wonderful. They think it's the greatest conversation ever. Those are some of the ones that I gift a lot.
Cool. Yeah. All fantastic books, by the way. So I'll put those in the show notes. What's a daily habit for that you do for your
success? I'm glad you said that, because I forgot to mention that. See those vision boards behind me. Okay. I've got, yeah. Now some people say do a vision board and have everything on one board. Me, I found it was too cluttered. So I have a vision board for each thing that I want. In fact, the one you're looking at is Latin American children, school children, because I want to build schools in Latin America, self-sustaining schools, you know, schools that have some sort of an economic infrastructure that we put in place when we build the school, like maybe buy enough land to have an agricultural impact, or put in an IT center where they can do IT work and self-sustain, pay for themselves. So it's actually enhancing the community instead of, but anyway, what my daily habit is, I'll sit in that chair back there and I will meditate, but I'm not a om kind of a thing. It's just like, I'll close my eyes and I'll be grateful. And this whole thing, it doesn't take me more than 5 minutes. In fact, sometimes it's considerably less. But I'll be grateful for the things in my life that I'm grateful for. My amazing wife, my children, my coaching students, my foundation. Yeah. And I'm grateful. Just everything starts from gratitude.
Yeah.
Then I'm grateful for the things that I want in my life as if I already have them. And I sometimes get emotional when I'm thinking about them. I put that emotion is very, very powerful, my friends. Trust in this whole manifestation process, but it all hinges on gratitude. Okay, so be grateful as if you already have these things experientially. You know, envision, if it's a car, visualize, go drive the car if you can, go test drive it, go through an open house in the house that you want, go experience those things, because that makes it that much more vivid when you're visualizing it. And then just be grateful as if you already have it, and you will get it. I promise you. You know, I tell the story in my live event about Jim Carrey wrote himself a check for $10 million when he was flat broke, and he cashed that check or another check for that amount for Dumb and Dumber. You know, Walt Disney, when Epcot Center was built, Walt had already passed, and Roy Disney was there at the opening, and a reporter came up to Roy and said, you know, it's a shame Walt didn't get to see this. And Roy turned and looked at him and said, the only reason you're seeing this is because Walt saw this, so, don't underestimate the power of visualization to get what it is you want in your life. It's worked for everything for me, including my wife. I had a vision board before I met my amazing wife. It's kind of funny. If you Google Rod Cleef's wife is the number one Google that pops up, auto populates. Of course, she loved seeing that, but she's gorgeous. So she's hilarious. She, yeah, it's funny. But anyway, but this stuff works, guys. I know those of you who are analytical are thinking, oh, woo-woo, foofy. I'm just telling you, you're making a big mistake if you do, because this stuff absolutely works.
Hopefully you didn't have a picture of your actual wife on your vision board, because that'd be a little creepy.
I didn't. Actually, on the vision board, I had pictures of the emotions I was looking for, okay. Believe it or not. Sure. It wasn't about beauty. It was about that emotion, that love and connection and all that. And the minute I met her, I instantly knew it was her.
Awesome. That's cool. Last question before we wrap up. What's your definition to financial freedom?
Well, my definition, I think everybody, hold on. Here's the noise. I think everybody has a different definition for that, whatever it is for them. But I think, you know, when you have enough passive income that you can live the life you want without having a J-O-B, a W-2 job, I mean, you know, I would think most people would define that as financial success. Me, I have higher goals than that just because I want to have a bigger impact. So it's not just about my lifestyle. You know, you saw my vision board back there for the schools and, you know, and things that I want to do that are bigger than just my needs. But, you know, and I hope I've inspired some of you listening to incorporate some of that as well, because that truly is the definition of success.
So how can people get a hold of you?
Yeah, sure. My website has tons of free stuff on it, videos, books, articles, and it's rodkleef.com, rodkhleif.com. If you're interested in learning, I have live events every couple of months. I'm going to be in Atlanta in November and Tampa in January, and that's multifamilybootcamp.com. Oh, if you're interested in this space, go to Multifamily Community. I've created a Facebook group. It's free. There's almost 17,000 people in it, you know, like-minded, motivated people that want to learn this business. So go to Multifamily Community. It's a direct link to that Facebook group. It's just an incredible environment. We don't allow any promotion. People, you know, just share and learn and grow. And that's really what this real estate business is all about. And really, frankly, life, you are the five people you hang around with financially, health, you know, lifestyle. And so this is a great group to find those five people, you know, that are going to empower you and motivate you and push you to take action.
Awesome. And then we got that free book at,
That's just text the word Rod to 41411.
I'll put this all in the show notes so everybody can see that.
Thanks, brother. Okay. Great.
Well, I appreciate you being on the show and, you know, adding a ton of value.
Thank you. It's been fun because, you know, like How to Win Friends and Influence People, I got to talk a lot, so I loved it.
There you go.
All right. Take care, brother. Yeah, enjoyed it. All right.
Hey, special thanks to Rod Cleef for joining us and taking time out of his day. A lot of value that he added. A little bit different. An episode, we a lot of times talk about more about strategies of building your business, of course, specifically catered towards real estate, but really any business. And while Rod did that, he also talked to us a lot about kind of the mindset and how do you set yourself up right. He talked about 80% of it being your mindset, where the other 20% is the mechanics. So very little about mechanics and the rest about mindset and making sure you have that right. So he also talked about visualizing what you want. So writing it down, everything you want in life, you know, making sure it's measurable, who you want to help. And he went through the whole list, start to finish. And I think everybody should do the exercise that he talked about and really visually thinking and seeing what you're creating, I think is really, really important. And then the other, you know, thing he talked about is doing something you'll enjoy, making sure that you're going to enjoy what you're doing. You're going to have value from that and satisfaction from what you're doing. And the last thing is on the business side, he said, you know, every business is about marketing, innovation, and systems. And you're going to create a valuable business if you can focus on those things. So Check out Rod, rodcleef.com. He's got the multifamily boot camp coming up. He's also, you know, he's got books. Raj has got a ton of things going on, so you can check him out. Check out his podcast, A Lifetime Cash Flow, and make sure you say hi to him there. He's also got a Facebook community page, the multifamily community on Facebook. So get in touch with Rod, check him out, listen to his podcast, and just say hi to him and tell him you appreciate him being on the show. You can check us out on Facebook as well, on our Pillars of Wealth Creation Facebook page, and, you know, make a comment. Let us know what you're thinking. Let us know what you enjoy, what you'd like us to continue to do or do more of. And then don't forget to go on to iTunes, subscribe to the show, and give us a rating review. We'd love to have a 5-star rating review. Hopefully we deserve that. But we'd love to have you give us feedback as well. So, that is it. I'm Todd Dexheimer. I'm signing out. Make every day a Saturday.
Are you ready to start investing in real estate today, but don't know where to start? Sometimes investing can seem way too complicated, but it actually couldn't be any easier than with homeinvest.com. You know the co-founder and my friend, Nate Armstrong. He appeared on episode 20, and if you haven't heard it, go back and listen to it, episode number 20. Home Invest is a company that allows you to invest in turnkey real estate. Their goal is to build powerful investment tools that make real estate investing accessible to everyone. They have contractors and property managers available for you with the click of your mouse. While other real estate agents can only offer a property, Home Invest brings you a full turnkey package that allows you to diversify your investments, earn passive income, and start building equity in properties. Their simple, intuitive design allows newcomers and experienced investors alike to hit the ground running and to be able to choose the properties when they want and where they want. View easy to understand charts and data to allow you to buy in only a few clicks or just a simple phone call. With Home Invest, you'll be building your portfolio as quickly or as slowly as you would like. And right now, Home Invest is giving our listeners, Pillar of Wealth Creation listeners, a free course on how to finally win in real estate investing. So go to homeinvest.com/pillars. That's homeinvest.com/pillars to claim your free course today.